2 Chronicles chapter 33. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem, but did evil in the sight of Yahweh, like the abominations of the heathen, whom Yahweh had cast out in front of the children of Israel. For he built again the high places which Hezekiah his father had broken down, and he raised up altars for Baalim, and made groves, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served them. He also built altars in the house of Yahweh, of which Yahweh had said, In Jerusalem shall my name be forever. And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of Yahweh. And he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. And he also observed times, and used enchantments, and used witchcraft, and dealt with the familiar spirit and with wizards. And he wrought much evil in the sight of Yahweh to provoke him to anger. And he set a carved image, the idol which he had made in the house of Yahweh, of which Yahweh had said to David, to Solomon his son, In this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen before all the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. Neither will I any more remove the foot of Israel from out of the land which I have appointed for your fathers, so that they will take heed to do all that I have commanded them according to the whole law, and the statutes and the ordinances by the hand of Moses. And so Manasseh made Yehuda and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to err, and to do worse than the heathen, whom Yahweh had destroyed before the children of Israel. And Yahweh spoke to Manasseh and to his people, but they would not listen. For this reason Yahweh brought upon them the captains of the host of the king of Assyria, who took Manasseh among the thorns and bound him with ropes and chains and carried him to Babylon. And when he was in affliction, he sought Yahweh his Elohim and humbled himself greatly before the Elohim of his fathers and prayed to him, and he was entreated of him and heard his supplications and brought him again to Jerusalem, to his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that Yahweh, he was Elohim. Now after this, he built a wall outside the city of David on the west side of Gihon in the valley, even to the entering in at the fish gate, and compassed it about Ophel, and raised it up a very great height, and put captains of war in all the fenced cities of Yehuda. And he took away the strange Elohim and the idol out of the house of Yahweh, and all the altars that he had built in the mount of the house of Yahweh, and in Jerusalem, and cast them out of the city. And he repaired the altar of Yahweh, and sacrificed on it peace offerings and thank offerings, and commanded Yehuda to serve Yahweh, Elohim of Israel. Nevertheless, the people did sacrifice still in the high places to Yahweh, their Elohim only, though. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh, and his prayer to his Elohim, and the words of the seers that spoke to him in the name of Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel. His prayer also, and how Yahweh was entreated of him in all his sin and his trespass, and the places in which he had built high places, and set up groves and graven images before he was humbled, they are written among the sayings of the seers. So Manasseh slept with his fathers, and they buried him in his own house, and Amon his son reigned in his stead. And Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. But he did evil in the sight of Yahweh, as did Manasseh his father. For Amon sacrificed to all the carved images which Manasseh his father had made, and served them, and did not humble himself before Yahweh, as Manasseh his father had humbled himself. But Amon trespassed more and more, and his servants conspired against him, and killed him in his own house. But the people of the land killed all them that had conspired against King Amon, and the people of the land made Hosea his son king in his stead. End of chapter.